Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing amazing things in the lives of people. And as usual, we have people who would like to share their testimonies. Some people are smiling at me because they are holding their testimonies. Hallelujah. This morning, I'd like to invite Pastor Albert to share his testimony with us. Hi, please introduce yourself.
Hallelujah. Please, I'm Pastor Albert. I'm in charge of KSDU Church.
Okay, so what's the testimony about?
I have two testimonies today. Okay. And they are all about divine escapes.
Okay.
So, by the grace of God, at work, okay, we are doing a number of construction projects. And by God's grace, I'm in charge of them. So I went to the site this week, and I was talking to the foreman over there, and we were trying to get some things in place. But as we were talking, immediately where I was standing, I heard a voice. And the voice just told me to move away. I didn't. At a point, I wanted to move because he was still talking to me, but I just felt that it may be rude. So I just walked away. And immediately I walked away, helping in less than 5 seconds from the second floor. A head pan filled with mortar.
Wow.
Just came down to hit where I was standing and even poured on me.
Wow.
Yes. And I just want to thank God for how.
You see, I think church, you don't understand this. For some of us, we have things that we have so many voices that speak to us. Okay. But by the grace of God, he realized that no, these voices, that's not the way I think. That's not the way I think. And we believe that the Holy Spirit actually spoke to him to move. And because we would have just seen gone too soon, very soon. Because, and God forbid, it's very heavy. Second floor on your head.
So it can easily be there. When I raised my head, the guy was apologizing that he had placed it on a stand, wow. But he had forgotten. And he was moving the wooden stand. So that's how come the mortar just came down.
We thank God so much. What's the second testimony about? We are in the divine escape era. So as you listen to this testimony, may this week also be a week of divine escape for you.
Amen. So my second testimony is how God also saved Rejoice and I from some Kwashi boys.
Okay.
So we were on outreach at KSTU. And when we're done with the outreach, we decided to go and visit some two members. When we're going, immediately there was no sign of rain. I don't know if you remember last week, it really rained that Saturday.
Yes, I remember.
All of a sudden, it started raining heavily, so we had to stop and stand because for about 2 hours. So we were just there when we saw that some people just ran from where we were heading to.
Okay.
And they just came to stand by us. And there was one girl who was just shaking. Okay. So we asked them that, why, what is happening? She said there were some Kwashi boys standing there with machete.
Wow.
And they were just, even in the rain, collecting people's phones and things. So the girl was shaking up because she was feeling cold. But I think from what happened,
I can relate.
There was a shock.
A shock.
Yes. So the guy, one of the guys, they actually took his things. Okay. But the girl, she was able to run away. And she was just shaking. We were standing there. And that was the same road we were going to pass on to go and visit this person. And I just want to thank God for his divine escape and delivery.
I don't know whether you are surprised, but I can tell you that God has actually saved them. I am saying that I can relate because I've also been attacked before. And if there was a sudden rain, I would have stopped. I would have stopped. I thank God. My testimony is that I thank God that I didn't die, or they didn't actually do anything to me. Yes, mine was a gun. So please, I don't know the church. I don't know whether the church is surprised, because some people are looking at Pastor Albert in a very shocked way. But we thank God so much for your life. What do you want to tell the church?
I want to tell the church that anytime it's time for communion prayers,
okay,
Prophet has a blessing for us and a covering for us. And it will always keep us safe. And okay, if you are important to God, just know that He will always protect you.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for your testimony. Ashes, please, there are some people sitting in a very sluggish way. My guy in the orange, please sit up very well. We are in church. Thank you very much. Don't go to that position again. Okay? Thank you so much. Please. Hallelujah. It's gotten to the most exciting, most anointed. The reason why we came to church, we could have sat in our rooms to actually listen to praise and worship and be okay. But we have an anointed woman. Our mother is in the house. And with a shout, with happiness, we want to welcome our pastor, E.M. Joy.
He leads the way. He holds my life. He holds my life. Jesus, the man of Galilee, whether rain or shine, whether rain or
another Sunday in your presence. Thank you for an opportunity to worship you, an opportunity to be together, and an opportunity to hear from you. As we come before your word, may our lives be transformed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You want to find your Bible? Let's make our confession. I don't know about you, but me, I like this confession and it's helping me. You want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. Well, it's good to be with you this Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that God is with us and He's helping us and He's working with us. Amen. Do you believe such things or you don't believe? Beautiful. I have a couple of announcements. The first announcement, please do not forget that this week we have a convention. Amen. We have a convention from the 9th to the 12th of July. Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a convention with Bishop Nobleson. I have nicknamed him the Money Bishop, because everywhere he ministers, right in the service, Momo starts to drop. Miracle monies begin to drop. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to come with my phone ready. Yeah. Somebody told me that I shouldn't call him the Momo Bishop. I should call him the Money Bishop, because she wants to feel the She said she wants to feel it. So I don't know about you, whether you like the one that you feel or the one that would drop pink line, or you don't mind. Either way. Beautiful. So he's going to be here Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, we have Reverend Francis Nissi, another powerful bishop right here in the house. Hallelujah. So turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't play with it. Make sure you are here. Yeah. You understand when I said don't play with it? You know, when you have meant a program, all kinds of things start to come up. Yeah. But just decide that, look, you deal with them after. You deal with them after so that you can be here. Amen. And make up your mind that no matter how tired you become, it will not. You see, we live in the days when it's the supernatural that will help us. I don't know about you, whether you earn a salary. Tell your neighbor how long your salary lasts in a given month. Tell them. Some people are waving at me. No, please. This topic, we cannot go there. We can't go there. Hey! How many of you have totaled at the end of the month what you have spent? And you are wondering that, where is it from? How? Which? Yeah. Because we are living in the days where it's the supernatural that's working. Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but me, I'm going to collect mine. Hey! Hallelujah. And so that's why these two prophets are coming. And they are very balanced in the word. Amen. Very well versed in the world and in the word, and they will be a blessing to us. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you're not going to go down. You're not going to go down. No matter what happens, you're not going to go down. Do you understand when I say I'm not going to go down? Sometimes you look at it and you say that, Charlie, this one day I am boiled meat. I'm done for. But you will not be done for by the grace of God. Help is coming from above. Amen and amen. And then on the 28th of July, I've already told you we'll have one service. So just be ready for it with Pastor Isobanda, one of the foremost pastors in Malawi. He'll be here with us together with his wife. Those of you who did a very nice picture to get his picture, but next time with his wife as well. Okay, she's also a pastor there. Amen. They have a very interesting story. I'll tell you as the time is getting closer. All right. Amen. Last year's Give Thyself Holy Conference was another one. And our father was praying for people. Every day he prayed for people. And then one time he just said something about building. And at that time, in case you don't know, this building has been standing for over 14 years uncompleted. Yes. Because when I arrived here in 2010, the shell of the first part of the building was already up. Are you there? When I say the shell, foundation, pillars, and roof, that was all. And we came and we were able to do the slab. Eventually, we extended it to this, and that was all. Are you there? And it has been like that. Hey. And we would go to meetings, we'd go to different places, because decisions have to be made. And every time it's like, okay, IDS is next, then something will come. The last time something came and moved us like that, we were building 26 other churches in the Ashanti region. But last year, I said last year, at Give Thyself Holy, our father was praying and he said something about the anointing to build. If you look at my DP on my phone, you may not see it well, but I'm standing there. And when he saw me, he put it and he just held me like that. And he prayed. Well, you and I, we are seeing the building. Oh, you're not seeing it. Yeah, we are seeing it. Yeah. Are you in the church? Yeah. That's what we are seeing. So me, that's what I brought last year from GTWC. I don't know. Some of you have decided that it's not for you. I won't go. Ah, that's your problem. But I would be happy if this year you decide to go. Amen. And so if you are deciding to go, I want you to see Lady Pastor Aquile immediately after the service. Amen. Because nowadays it's a different level. It's a different level. And I keep saying that there's power here. They know something is going on. Wow. I said, wow. Yeah. Some of you have made up your mind that you are a businessman. You don't know that an anointed businessman and a not anointed businessman are two different things. Me, if even I'm going to sell rice, I'll prefer to be anointed than not anointed. Yes, I'll prefer it. Amen. So I want to encourage you to go. I also need to say that this is the 20th anniversary Yes, it started, this conference started 20 years ago as Iron Sharpeneth Iron. Yeah, it's the same conference. The name changed at a point. Because at a point, when you go and type in ISI, it was becoming notorious for ISIS. We don't like trouble. Tell anybody, we don't like trouble. We don't like trouble. So we got out of there. It's got another name. Amen. And so I want to encourage you to just attend. Beautiful. Are you there? Yeah. So we are finishing our church. But as we work towards finishing it, and by the way, we have to finish our compound this month. So, the Lord has to have mercy on us. And he has to help us. Amen. As we are working on finishing, for this particular service, ours is not, that's not the building that we need. We need to fill this one. To fill this one. Amen. I came to inform you that God is not going to bring people from another place to fill this service. Are you in the house? You are very quiet, oh. He's going to use us from here to fill this house. Please tell your neighbor, he's going to use you and me. Some of you have been saying that, first service, they are there. He will not use first service to fill this service. Not at all. First service, we have already broken it into 1, 2, 3, 5. Yes, we've already broken them into 5. You are not inside. Hey, you are very quiet, too. You are looking at me like I came from the moon. Yeah. So they have already broken into 5, and they are filling where they are. And this one is for us. It's for us, the permanent congregation. It's for us. Hey. And so just this morning, I just launched our new topic, 1,000 micro churches. Amen. Some of you, I can see that you don't like my topic already. But you know, it's not every food your mother cooks that you like, but you eat it. You eat it. That's why you are here, looking gorgeous, looking strong. You are healthy. Are you in the house? It's all part. The food she made that you like, that you ate, plus the one you didn't like, that you ate. So I'm fully aware as I'm standing here that you don't really like some or certain topics, but I'm going to preach them all the same. Yeah. Because each one of us who is sitting here is the key to another 4 or 5 people. Yes. Minimum. Some people have already gone to find their 5 people and they are looking for 6, 7, 8. And some of us, we are just there. So we are also going to find ours so that the church will grow. Is it a good idea? Your voices are very weak, like you didn't eat breakfast. Some people are media. I don't want these things. We are on it. Not for any bad reason. But you see, this generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of believers. It's as simple as that. And each one of us is a connection to several people. If you don't talk to them, they may go unsaved. Are you seeing it? But God will require their life at your hands. And that's why we keep on saying, we keep on trying in different ways. Some of us have brothers and sisters. When we leave the house, they are at home. And they are waiting for you to say, let's go. Some of us have people we work with. They come and sit down, then they laugh at churches, laugh at what they were doing on Saturday, Sunday. And then you too, your spirit of mouth has come. Then you be quiet. But we will never stop encouraging you that you are the connection. Invite them, bring them, witness to them. Hallelujah. I'm going to be sharing with you. You see, for us to have these little churches all over. And I'm not asking you for big churches. When we come together, then we'll be big. But for each one of us, I'm asking you to find 3, 4, 5 people. Bring them to church. That's your micro church. That's why we call it micro. Small. A church is just a gathering of the believers. Amen. And today I want to show you why the devil fights it. He doesn't want us to gather. Yes, he doesn't want us to gather. That's why he gives you reasons every Saturday, gives you reasons every Friday, every Sunday, why you should not be in church. Are you here? Some of you come to church 2 Sundays a month, and you think you have a good reason. Some come once every 2 months, and you think you have a good reason. But what you don't know is that the devil stops us from joining together, from coming together, because he knows something that you need to know. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 18. Paul was speaking, and he was telling the church in Thessalonica that he wanted to come to them. Then he says, but Satan hindered us. But Satan hindered us. Are you in the church? Satan hindered us. He could see that he wanted to go. He wanted to go. How many of you have ever woken up, I want to go to church, and then you feel that something stops you from going? Have you ever felt it before? Yeah. You'll be surprised that there are people here, sometimes every Sunday morning a certain headache visits you. You know, and it's a genuine headache. It's not that you're not joking. You're not joking. Or Sunday, all of a sudden on Sunday, you are keenly aware of the tiredness that you have felt from how the week has been. And it looks normal and natural, but what I'm saying to you is that it's because there's somebody who wants to hinder us from gathering, and specifically his plan is that you in particular, you shouldn't come. Yeah, you in particular, you shouldn't come. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it's an instruction. We are being told not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. There are some people who forsake the assembly. I won't come, or I'll come just occasionally, or I'll come just when I feel like it. Or you see, you are forsaking, but there is something that you need to know today. And that's what I'm here to tell you, and that's why I'm sharing a message with you entitled, Why the Devil is Against the Assembly. Why the devil is against? What does he know that we don't know? Because to us, it's just a gathering, oh? It's just a coming together. Oh, I mean, if I don't come, oh, it's not a big deal. I could be in my house. I could have been watching it. I mean, on whatever. Are you here? But you need to understand that there are some things that are particular about an assembly, and when you know those things, it will make you rise up and say, hey, then I also must be an agent of the growth of the assembly to which I belong. Hallelujah. So let's take a look. What does the enemy know? Why does he not like us to assemble? The first reason is that when we assemble, the presence of God is here. You know the scripture. Maybe the address you don't know. Matthew 18:20. Where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name. It's not just a gathering like you are sitting on your bed, you are sewing your socks. No. But a gathering of 2 or 3 people in his name, he says, I'm there in the middle of them. So the enemy knows that as you get up to assemble, you see, as you come together, whether it is at a micro assembly in your house, we call them basenters in this church, or wherever, if it is in his name, then he is there. Are you here? And once he's there, he comes in also with his power. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4, we read Paul saying something. You know, Paul was somebody who had a lot of revelation and a lot of insight. And he said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was telling them to gather. You know, he wanted them to do something. He says, you gather together. They said his spirit is also with them with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why some things only happen in the gathering. Are you there? Very often it's only when we assemble that you hear certain declarations being made. Yeah. When I called Bishop Nobleson, the Momo Bishop, He's a friend. I move around with him. When we are moving, I've never seen him proclaiming Momo. At least my Momo has not. It has not dropped as we are casually walking from here to here. But it's in the assembly that suddenly some power seems to be released. Yeah. Some sudden power. I should have told El Piofrewa to come this morning. Because when he visited BTC, there was a lot of that. And she had had this media, what I knew is that for Ewa's phone, there is a relic from, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. It was like some, what should we call it? The screen was cracked, the thing was, I mean, it was what? That's her roommate speaking. She has to put it in the freezer. Because it's hot, then it will cool down. Hey, ask your neighbor, have you seen fridge that they are put in freezer before for it to work? And she had had it for the longest time, for a very long time. Then this bishop, this Momo bishop, visited BTC. She went. And when she went to the next morning, please, it was not your 19 Klebeho phone. It was a modern iPhone. Modern. But you see, the point I'm trying to make is that it's as though it was the assembling that allowed that power to be released for it to happen. The need had been there for as long as we could remember. The need had been there for a very long time. But there was something about coming into the assembly. Am I talking to somebody? That released a certain power. Hallelujah. Are you in the house with me? So you see, if I was there, but I also fight it. I wouldn't want people to be blessed at all, you know. And so that is why you should always force, and I'm glad you are forced to be here this morning. I mean, this past month, we have seen rain like none other. True or lie? And I've seen people forcing and coming to church. And I'm like, my goodness. Father, bless your children. Yeah. Because if you come from some places, the road where I come from, the drains disappeared. You see, half the road is a road, and the other half is there's nothing there. Where they were doing a cover, they have done half. The other half, they've left it open. And when those rains come, the whole thing is covered. Yeah. So if you don't know and position yourself that this is where the road is, yo, we shall see you in eternity. Oh, we have come once or twice. We have seen, one time it was a whole Evan just entered the end outline. Yeah. So some roads, it's not even in your interest when it rains, and yet we saw people forcing and coming. Don't think it's for nothing. I said, don't think it is for nothing. As you were forcing and coming into the assembly under those conditions, some supernatural things were happening. It's just a matter of time and you begin to see it. Yeah. Because as we come together like that, the Lord is around. Amen. There is power. Tell your neighbor, there is power. There is power. Acts chapter 4 verse 31 is one of my favorite scriptures in this life. Because it is the only recording I know of this particular episode. That they prayed and the place was shaken. But it was where they had assembled together. Listen, praying on your own, it is required and needed. It's a part, for your own life, you need it. Are you here? But there's something that happens when we come together to pray in the assembly and the power of God comes. And in this particular case, the Bible says, not that they imagined, not that they were shaking. The building was shaking. That much power in the place. Yeah. Are you in the church? You want to see the power of God? You better be serious about the assembly. You better be serious. You better make up your mind that this is something I will not miss. I will always assemble. If nothing at all, my enemy hates it. If nothing at all. Am I talking to some people today? Yeah. I'm sharing with you why. You see, when you see what it does, you will be in a hurry to bring your friend. You'll be in a hurry to bring your family member. You'll be in a hurry to bring that person you know who is in need, because you understand that something supernatural is going on in this place. Hallelujah. The next thing is that he doesn't like it because his deception is revealed. It's exposed. I beg you, as I always tell you, it's only warm water, okay? Some people will say the pastor is drinking tea. I beg you, it's not tea, it's warm water. In Revelation 12 and verse 9, beg your pardon, we learn that the devil is the one deceiving the whole world. Can you see it there? And Satan, the great dragon, was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. So he is deceiving. This is his main work. Sometimes when you see, when you watch our movies, and they make the enemy look so, yeah, something. But it's not that. His main something is deception. Deception. Recently, I was reading a news article of some people who had been defrauded. Yeah, they had been defrauded. And they were defrauded of big monies. And I was wondering that, is there 419 outside there? What have they done? The people had received calls. And the call, you know, is like it's coming from China. And these were people who were Chinese, they had left and they had gone to settle elsewhere. We have found out that you are involved in some fraud. Something, something. So we are going to extradite you from where you are. Hey, are you there? One of the women, she said, when she was talking, the person, it was a video call, not our kind of call. It was a video call. And the guy said, it was a policeman, he was in police uniform, and behind him was the police office with people in it. And he could see the name and the... Hey, are you there? And then while she was talking, she heard somebody across there saying that, sir, there's a call for you on this case. And the case was her case. Her. And everybody knows that China, if they plan that they are going to do you bad somewhere, they will do. Hey, they got her money like that. Deceit, deception. Deception, the master of deception. This one, we think the people are wild. There's somebody wilder than those people. His name is Satan the devil. And he can deceive. But when we come together in the assembly, the preaching of the word is going on, the singing is going on, things are happening, his deceptions begin to fall. His deception. Some of you, you always thought, I can't do anything. It was a deception. It was a deception. Then you came to church and suddenly you realized that, some I can do. I can dance. I never knew. One of our best dancers, I remember him, he came from a village. He had never danced in his life. He was an excellent dancer. He never knew. Are you there? So the master of deception is Satan. And when you come into the house of God, those deceptions fall away. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to the garden to eat worms. As you are here, and you realize that, Charlie, are you in the church? Yeah. His deceptions fall away. Of course, he will not want you to come. Hallelujah. His voice is silenced. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 10 says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. There are many voices in the world, including the voice of the devil. Are you here? Including his voice. And sometimes when you're out there and he's busy doing things, sometimes you don't even know what to believe. But as you come into the assembly, he can't talk. We don't give him space in the assembly to talk. We don't give him space at all. Are you understanding what I'm saying? In between the singing, the praising. You see, you can be sitting in your house. You are disappointed. You are broken because of something. And he begins to minister to you that the God that you thought that you are following, he's not as powerful. Then you come into the house and suddenly that voice is silenced as we worship him together. And Samuel said, no, I may not understand everything, but that voice is a lying voice. And his voice is silenced. Are you in the house? Yeah. He's not, if you see, because there are different kinds of voices. And not all the voices mean you good. Some of you have people in your life, their voice must end. Their voice must end. Yes. Because I know people, your whole character has changed because of the people you are with. And you don't see that that's the reason. You used to be a normal person. Suddenly you have become very French. Why? It's the voice you are hearing. Are you in the church? Yeah. His voice is silenced. Hey. That's why Luke 8:18 says, take heed what you hear. Take heed. Some people you should just not, don't even hear. Don't even hear. Wow. Are you in the church? Are you vibing with me or you are not happy with me? Yeah. You see? The devil needs to be silenced. And he talks all the time. This is your business. It won't work. Have you seen? This is your business number 14. Number one, it failed. Number two, it failed. Number three, it failed. That voice should shut up in the name of Jesus, because another voice is coming to tell you that it will work. Another voice is telling you that your hands are blessed. Another voice is telling you that you keep walking. You are breaking through. Amen. Oh, you're not understanding what I'm saying. You have gone to do the exam once, you failed. You went to do the exam second time, you failed. By the third time, Satan will be ministering. What I'm saying, is it true or is not true? Have you not heard people say that? Me, dear, it's like, yeah, it's not working. Me, dear, I'm not clever. Me, dear. Hey. Then you come to church. And then we tell you that, listen, God gave a talent to everybody. You have something. Maybe what you are in is not it all, but you have something. So now we have to just find the something. But Satan will come and tell you that, wouldn't it be cry? When God was sharing, you were behind the door. You didn't get some. Or when God was sharing and he looked at your face, he said, this face, I will not give him some. Then you come to church and you hear that he gave to each man according to his several ability. Say, me too, I have an ability. Which one is mine? Are you in the church? Yeah. Oh, you come and you say, mine there is small. And you come and we say, magnify your ministry. That one he gave to you. Magnify it. Magnify it. Hey. Look, Paul, he didn't have a lot of things. So. When Jesus was recruiting people, Paul was not inside. Come and make you fishers of men. Paul was not inside. When Jesus was raising the dead people, Paul was not inside. When he was feeding the 5,000, Paul was not inside. Are you in the church? All the sermons that he gave, Paul was not inside. Even after his ascending into heaven, when they said, we have to replace Judas, they gave a criteria that excluded Paul. And the criteria that they gave was that somebody who has accompanied with us from the beginning, throughout Jesus' walk, he is the one who replaced Judas. Paul was not inside. I'm telling you something. If Paul had listened to the devil, he would have told that, you, Mr. Nobody from nowhere, when did you come? Wait now, then there came the killer point. On top of the fact that you were not there all this time, you knew nothing. When the church started, you were the one arresting people. Like he'll come inside the church and from that corner, he'll arrest all the people in the front row like this, everybody. Because he knows that if I take out the pastors, Nyakano, Charlie, cool chop, we go finish him. He was now persecuting the church. Hey, on top of that, he was a well-educated Pharisee, far to see, they can't see anything. Hey, the man was an exclusionary, totally excluded. But I tell you, when he came on the scene and he realized that God has given him small one, he didn't wake up. You see, all these things I've listed for you are the things that the devil could have just brought him down with. Evidence. You, after I finish killing the people, do you think they want you in their midst? Is it not a legitimate question? And you say what? Have you seen the dead raised before? You, have you seen the dead? Were you there when Jesus was walking around? Oh, look at your face. Were you there when he was hanging on the tree? Who are you? You are from where? Come on, be quiet. Ah, but I thank God. Paul woke up and he said, listen, I magnify my ministry. I magnify. When Paul entered the scene, even Peter, who we have known as the head of the church from Matthew chapter 16, that was the end of him. Maybe you have not been reading your book of the Acts of the Apostles well. Go and check. Acts 1, Acts 2, Peter 3, 4, 5, 6, Peter 7, 8, 9, 10. 9, 10, Paul has come. From there to 28. And we don't hear anybody again. We don't hear anybody again. The one who wrote the book cry was Paul. Peter, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, I know. Are you there? Peter, but Paul. Hey, I magnify. Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. Ah, you are there. Hebrews, Philemon. He wrote all. Yeah. And you see, because the man, he was assembling, he was in the midst of it. The devil has no way to come with his lies. Who have you killed? And you are there saying that nobody likes you. When you come into the church, that's when you hear the truth about yourself. Oh, you are very quiet. I wish somebody would give me a copper ring. I wish somebody would give me a copper ring. Beautiful.
Oh, I do hop before you. Thank you. Beautiful.
Beautiful. I have in my hand two rings. Come and see. So, come. Let me ask you a question. Can I come? Beautiful. I have in my hand two rings. Okay? Two rings. Can you see? Beautiful. Okay. One is 50 cedis. The other is 5,000. Okay. Two rings. Okay. 50 cedis, 5,000. 50,000, 5,000. 50 and 5,000. 50 and 5,000. LP says she can't select. 50. They say this one is shining. So you think the shining one should be more? That should be 5,000. Okay. Let me check on this side. Yeah. 50 cedis and 5,000. 50 cedis and 5,000. You also think the shining one? 50 cedis and 5,000. All right. Beautiful. 50 and. Listen, As you are looking at these things, they appear like two gold rings. That's how they look, like two gold rings. One is copper, and the other is gold. Are you there? One costs 50 cedis, the other 5,000. Why? Why? The people say that the 50,000 one is shining more, sorry, the 5,000 one is shining more than the 50 cedis. It's not true. The shiny one is the 50 cedis. Totally deceived. What is the reason for the difference in price? The reason for the difference in the price. I didn't come for these people to see. Can you see? You didn't see. So people are saying this one is shining more. But this is the 50 cedis, this is the 5,000. Are you in the church? The reason for the difference in price is not the design. The reason for the difference in price, in fact, the 50 cedis one, the design is nicer. And the 50 cedis one is even shining more than the 5,000. But the reason for the difference is the value of the thing. The value of the copper compared to the value of the gold. As you were coming, the devil has said a lot of things to you. But I need you to understand, if somebody can pay for you with their blood, your value in Kaino Day, I said, your value. The devil will tell you you are useless, you are hopeless, have anything, you are too poor. But if Jesus could come and shed his blood for you, then clearly you have value. Even though the copper was nicer, the value was more. Hey, put your hands together for the Lord. Are you in the church? I'm sharing this to say to you that the deception is a lot. Yeah. The deception. And when you come into the assembly, the devil is exposed. Told you that you were useless. Who will shed their blood for something that is useless? I said, who will shed their blood for something that is useless? Are you in the church? Oh, yes. And that is why he doesn't want you to come to church, because we rebuke him directly. We rebuke him directly. Yeah, we rebuke him directly. Wow. When you come into the assembly, demons are dealt with. That is why you see that it's a certain kind of gathering, and then there are manifestations. Some of you, you had demons with you, you didn't know. You see, sometimes they are just around. Sometimes they are on you. Sometimes they are in you. It depends on so many things. But you don't know. And they are comfortably walking around. Then you enter the assembly and suddenly they are agitated. Never feel embarrassed about it. Decide that this is a good thing. Let me be here until every single one of them goes. Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes you don't know how they gain access. This morning in the presence service, I was giving them an example. I had a breakfast meeting. We were talking about ministry. We're not doing anything with demons. Then I asked, I said, oh, the ladies who want to go further with the Lord should come. And I remember a whole line of ladies came and I was laying hands on them. Then I got to a certain lady. Tell her, a certain lady. When I got to her, then I heard an instruction. Bind the spirit of her clan. So I said, I bind the spirit of your clan. I don't know what, I didn't know what that was. They said, bind the spirit of her family. I said, I bind the spirit, her. Small lady, come and see five huge guys like Kata. She was fighting with them. Eventually, she was free. You see, those things had been there. In fact, I remember clearly that at a point in the deliverance, the demon started to shout, I have been here from the beginning. I have been here from the... So I knew that this demon, it came in when she was a baby. I've been here from the beginning. And she belongs to a people, when you are born, the soothsayer will give you, you drink it before you drink your mother's milk. Yeah. You see, you don't know your own. As you are there thinking that somebody else's own is wild. Yeah, you don't know. Some of you were not well. They carried you somewhere. They cut, and then they put some things inside. Yeah. Don't joke. You see, somebody will go and do, you won't see anything, but somebody too will do, and that's the access of the enemy. Yeah. So when you come in, you see that you are reacting in a way, never be ashamed of it. You should rather be ashamed to be keeping it. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Let me go home at this time because the way it is going, I don't want to be embarrassed. No, don't bring yourself. Rather let it go. Come and let it go because it has come out because of the power of the assembly. Because we are together. That's why it has emerged. It was with you in the house. I remember asking the young lady that, did she at any time know that there was a demon there? She said she never suspected. But when she became a Christian, she said that she felt that as she was trying to move ahead with the Lord and draw closer, she almost felt like, you know, a glass ceiling. Something doesn't allow her to get closer. And after the deliverance, that thing was gone. She's a wild preacher nowadays somewhere. Amen. Are you in the church? And I'm saying to you that it's because in the assembly, these things happen and his work is destroyed in the assembly. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And if you find that sometimes you alone, every day you are manifesting, you alone, every day, don't be worried about it. God is sorting you out. Yeah, he's just sorting you out. It lasts a period of time. Yeah. Sometimes it's a demon is throwing out. Another time it's a spiritual operation he's doing on you. Another time, please, the young man there, he should sit well or he should go and find his bed. Are you in the house? Yeah. And it really works. It really works. Am I talking to somebody in the church? Yeah. When you come into the assembly, the enemy does not have any more meat to eat. You see, every time a wild animal is trying to eat something, he has to isolate it first. Are you there? He has to isolate it. When a guy has decided that this young girl, I'm going to chew. One of the things that he will do is to get her out of her circle of, especially if they are good friends. I remember when I was preaching at the women's conference, I told them that one sign of a Jezebel, when she enters your life, she starts to cut you off from everybody. She complains about your friends, complains about all the people. Yeah, she isolates you. So it's just one of the ways that the enemy works. Why? Because in order to eat that meat, you know, it has to be alone. Antelope, even antelopes, they never attack a herd of antelopes. It's one antelope. They will get one. The weak one, the slow one, the old one, the tired one. Yeah. Satan uses the same strategy. That's why he doesn't want you in the assembly. Separate. When you isolate yourself, I will now chew you well. I'm talking to those of you who are occasional church comers. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You are not happy with me. Don't worry. I don't mind. It's all right. It's all right. But you see, it's the word that's making you not happy is also rescuing somebody. Yeah. When you see that resistance to come into the assembly, say to yourself that, hey, Satan, I've seen you. I'm going. He will always give you a reason not to come. That's the day your running stomach has woken up. That's the day you remember that you are tired. My mother says, wash my things. You didn't know you were supposed to wash. And you are going to school on Monday. You didn't know that you were supposed to have washed. You have waited until Sunday. They are telling you. Don't bring yourself at all. Hey! Hallelujah. As we assemble, the power to heal is here. Yeah. The power to heal. Sicknesses fall away. The power to heal. I am reminded of a time when there was a program in action many years ago. And one of our friends, you know, we were part of, in those days, I would say that the fellowships and ministries were more than the churches. There were very few churches, but there was a program, something was happening in Action, and our drummer was the one drumming at the time for Action. It was a huge program. Now, as we went there, because different people were singing, one of our number was not well. And we were a bit late. We had to sit outside, even though we were ministering in that program. And as she sat there, she said she was not feeling well, and we were wondering how to get her home. We didn't even know at that time that our drummer had gone to the stage and was the one drumming. But in the course of the praise and worship, prayer had not even been done like for sick people or anything like that. All of a sudden, she just jumped up and she said she's okay. A clear healing from malaria of all things, malaria. Then she said, as I sat there, because as we were worshiping and praising, she was sitting because she was not feeling well. And she said all of a sudden she could only hear the drum. And this was an anointed drummer. Oh yes, that guy there, he believed that as he played, he would be worshiping and playing. And he said all of a sudden she could only hear the drum. And she said the drums got louder and louder and louder in her ears. And she thought at a point, my God, my head will split. And suddenly the drum went down. And as it went down, the sickness cleared. The headache cleared. The fever cleared. Oh, yes. What had happened to her, Charlie? Healing had come. The power in the assembly. Satan knows all this, so that's why he doesn't want you to be there. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, it talks about, it says, it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. So there was a gathering there, Pharisees, doctors of the law, who had come from every town. Then he says, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Healing is a mysterious thing. I don't know why it didn't happen in the room, because sometimes it happens there. But then there are also some instances where it just happens in the assembly. Hallelujah. You want someone to be saved, somebody that you have been struggling with, bring them in the assembly. Usually there's more salvation. Yeah. That's why you see that the large crusades, there are a lot of salvations that are going on. These are the reasons why the devil does not like the assembly. He doesn't want us to come together. But I want to say to you that from today, as you've understood it, assemble in the church. And those of you who also are part of the smaller groupings, also assemble there. Assemble as many times as you can. Hallelujah. Am I talking to some people this morning? And I know that God himself will help us and he'll sort us out. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Amen. This morning, yeah, I just want you to pray for a few minutes because I believe that all of us have people who we know and people who we could have invited to come to church with us. I want you to start to pray. They say, Lord, I realize that I need to bring people into the assembly. My life is being changed. My life is being affected. But I also need to bring others. Lift your voice and talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord to show you those who are yours, those who are connected.
Show us, Lord. Show us, Lord. Those who are lost, O Lord, show us, Lord.
Oh, show us, Lord.
Show us a God. Show us a God. The lost, O Lord, that we might bring them to Christ, O Lord.
Father, let us be a means by which the assembly grows. Open our eyes to see those around us. Grant us grace to bring them in, O God. May we be the source of growth in the church. Help us to be stable, O God, that we ourselves will always be in church. Forgive us for the times when we have downplayed things, O God. But as we have understood it now, Lord, draw us Help us to be the reason why the church does well and grows. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, O God. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this afternoon. Somebody invited you, or you've always been here, but you are not sure that you are born again. You are not sure that your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is your opportunity. Before we can talk about anything, for you to belong to the assembly, you need to give your life to Jesus. You are here this morning. You cannot say for sure that if you were to, your time is up and you were to die, you are not sure you are going to heaven. Don't wait any longer. Don't wait any longer. Just lift up your right hand and we're going to pray together. The Bible says it, that as you confess him, you lift up your voice and you say, I believe in Jesus, it comes to pass. If you have lifted up your hand, just come to me. I want to pray with you. Just come. Just come. Just come. I want to pray with you. This is not about your friend. It's about you. You've lifted up your hand. Come and join me. Just come to me. We're going to pray a simple prayer together. Just come. Just come. Come and give your life to Jesus this afternoon. Come and give your life to him. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You are standing in the congregation. Your heart is beating. Just come. It's Jesus knocking at the door and telling you to open it so that he will come and join you. God bless you. Just join. Just join. Just join. Just come and join. It is the reason you came. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. If you are standing here this morning, I want to pray a prayer. I want you to follow that prayer. Make it your own prayer. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these ones who've come to you to give their lives to you. May they never regret it, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you stretch your hand out, oh God. Draw them to you, Father. And Lord, may the enemy never take them astray, lead them astray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIDRASI. God richly bless you.